Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Let's Talk America. And my name is Louis, and I'll be your host for tonight. So I got several topics that I want to talk to you guys about. The first one is that we know there's a new variant now for COVID-19. And it has reached California, and now it's also in New York. So far, 5 people in New York have gotten the virus. Now, what do you guys think? Do you think it should be a panic? Should we start closing things down again? You know, that's one of my topics that I would like to, you know, get people's point of view about that. And let me know what you guys actually think. Do you guys think, you know, that we should start shutting down stores, canceling flights, you know, mandating everyone to wear a mask indoors and outdoors, even if you're vaccinated? You know, I think right now we're doing pretty good. I don't think we should be mandating nobody again like we did before. My other topic that I actually have, what do you guys think about, you know, having everyone getting mandated about, you know, getting the vaccine and also the booster? That's to every single American, but yet every single illegal that does not come, you know, the right way and crosses the border, they're okay. They don't have to be vaccinated. They don't have to be COVID checked or nothing like that. They just come through like a welcome mat, you know, the doors are open for them. I don't think that's right. Again, you're risking Americans' lives. You're like risking people's lives on top of that, you know, since you guys want to be follow the science, but apparently the science doesn't follow the border. The other thing that I'm hearing is that last year, you know, in 2020, we only had 230,000 people pass away. Unfortunately, I understand, you know, any life that is lost, it's bad. But this year alone, having Joe Biden as president, we have 350,000 people passing away. But yet the media hasn't mentioned that at all. They don't even have the, you know, the statistics like they used to have, saying how many people are infected, how many people have passed away. They don't want to show it now, you know. And my other thing, do you think this is going to be affecting the economy? Is the economy going to go down again, or is it going to just stop? Right now, I'm kind of worried about it because I have money in the stock market. And from what I've been seeing, it's been going up and down like crazy. And that's not a good thing. To me, it's not a good sign. I have to be a lot tougher with my money in the stock market because it's kind of hard to predict when it's going to be up, when it's going to be down. Like a couple of days ago, it was down. We were negative a lot. Like what? Dow Jones went down negative 600 and something dollars. Today, the Dow Jones was up and the economy was kind of green. But still, you know, for how long is this going to be going on? You know, it's a lot of things that's going on around the United States that, I don't know, I'm hoping people are, you know, don't agree with everything that's going on, these high prices that's going on. I tried to get a couple of gifts for family members and I'm not able to because they won't get here on time. You know, I don't think that this is going to be a good thing for the coming elections in 2022 for the midterms. For the Democrats. The other thing I want to talk to, it's been announced that 2 top advisors for the Vice President Harris have quit because of her polls going down. 28% people approve of what she's been doing correct. 28%. So that means about what? 72%? Only disagree with everything that she's been doing wrong. And that is true though, because to be honest with you, let's see where she's been. Have anyone know what she's been doing as vice president? She was supposed to be taking care of the border and that never happened. She didn't do that at all. I'm hoping that, you know, one day she'll take responsibility of everything that she has been doing as vice president, but I don't see that happening at all. Same thing with Joe Biden. I don't see him taking no responsibilities at all on how he's handled the whole, you know, the Afghanistan thing. Now, everyone has forgotten about that, but it's been 110 days that we still have Americans over there. We still have, you know, allies that are stuck over there. 110 days, but None of the media has announced anything. Doesn't haven't mentioned anything about that at all. You know, and also, you know, pretty soon they're going to be letting go, because you can't say firing. They're going to be letting go of military personnel that are not vaccinated, federal workers that are not vaccinated. You know, they're going to be letting go pretty soon, from what I've been hearing from several sources of what I've been seeing. Now, America, I want you guys to tell me what you guys really think about everything that's going on here in the United States. Should we keep going the same route that we're going? Should we time to us to go ahead and, you know, look for alternatives, see what we could do? And also about Fauci. You know, he kept saying, let's follow the science. But yet Fauci, when everything began, he mentioned, don't worry, you don't need to wear a mask. Just keep carrying your normal day life. The mask does not work at all. And nowadays, he changed his tune like every single time. Sometimes, you know, you don't have to wear a mask. The next day, you have to wear a mask at any place that you go to, even in your car by yourself, or you're in your house by yourself, you have to wear a mask. I think that guy should be fired. You know, I don't think he should be at all with the science, because I don't believe that he's doing the right job right now. But again, it's all my opinion. You know, I'm just giving you guys my opinion, what I think about this. But America, tell me what you guys think. Please comment. Please let me know. And I will respond back to you. Thank you very much, and have a good night.